Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashun the Man with the Television Licence Fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and talk about the things that everyday people like you and I can do to help the environment. This week, we're talking all about sustainable arts. I got to chat to Kelly Hood, who is a Wicklow artist, all about her new exhibition, Cows in the Hood, which people can check out right now at the Signal Art Centre in Bray. She told me about her sustainable art process.
Yeah, it's very important to my work, and I believe for me in having a totally sustainable art process. Like, I make all my paints myself from natural pigments. So I would use crushed mother of pearl, gold leaf, local sand, flint, and I also get my natural pigments. I get them from Amsterdam, so they would have been used by the old masters. So it's a very natural kind of process I use. It's quite old-fashioned, was in use since the Renaissance days, but I love it because it's completely human, animal, and earth-friendly. And I think that the medium then, it shines through with a high vibration of quality and colour, and it's lovely to think that it's non-toxic in the environment where the pieces are hanging, and also you know, there's no side effects from these lovely natural pigments.
And is it easy to become an environmentally friendly artist, or is it kind of a more difficult process?
I think if you're passionate, for me, I'm passionate about nature and animals, so I suppose for me, I'm a deep green consumer, and I found out that a lot of my customers would be deep green clients as well, who were interested in animal welfare and the environment. And I also work closely with the Irish Wildlife Trust, so a percentage from every sale of my work will go to these great organisations. But I also work with Amnesty and the Glencree Peace Centre as well. So this studio has a function as a semi-social enterprise as well. So I believe that when I started this process, I started in IADT 8 years ago, and I did the entrepreneurship course, and then I developed the concept of doing a lifestyle gift line based on my illustrations. And I thought about a way that the cows and the other sheep and donkeys, I should actually be giving these guys a royalty because they serve us so much. So I turned it around on its head and thought, well, if rock stars can get royalties, why can't my little characters? So it's such a wonderful process. Actually, it does so good as well. So my little bit might help someone or some beautiful animal along the way. So it's a beautiful, I'd like to think it's a beautiful process.
So then the opening of this exhibition, the official opening, is this Friday. Can you tell me a bit more about what to expect and when to be here?
Yes, so if everybody would like to come, the opening starts at 7. The Minister, Simon Harris, is set to open the show, so I'm very excited that he's going to support me. We will have some surprises. We've got an installation of a small little cow shed going on. There'll be a Glendalough gin from the herd for everybody if you turn up. We've also got some Evoca cupcakes too coming along, and one or two other surprises. I'll leave you come down and see what's ahead of you.
So that's on at the Signal Art Centre, and the exhibition is called Cows in the Hood. It's a new collection of cows on canvas where Kelly Hood investigates the good, the bad, and the ugly behind selfie culture, and she uses environmentally friendly materials to craft her works. You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit the website ourstoprotect.ie or eastcoast.fm. A handy tip sheet will give you all the information that you need to know. Join the conversation online using the hashtag ourstoprotect, and be sure to text or WhatsApp as well. Our number is 087 77 11 103. Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Cumashun na Man with the Television Licence Fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie. ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Cumisiún na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.